We've put an explosive charge in your head. Does that sound familiar? The rabbit's foot, where is it?
I gave it to you.
Ethan, where's the rabbit's foot?
Wait, what are you saying? That wasn't it? What I gave
you? I'm going to count to 10. You're going to tell me where the rabbit's foot is, or she dies.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Do you understand?
One.
You listen to me. I got exactly what you asked for. Did you want something else? So if there was a misunderstanding, I will fix it. I can get it. Whatever you want.
Two.
Listen. Talk to me. We can talk. Like gentlemen.
Three.
Die! All right. I know where the rabbit's foot is. I can help you.
The way you helped me on the airplane? That way?
You put the gun down. I'm not talking to you like this.
That's your choice. Four.
The rabbit's foot's in Paris. You want to know where in Paris? Then let her go. Because you will
it's
never.
Not in Paris. Five.
You kill her, you do this, you get nothing.
Sure.
Are you listening to me? The only way you're going to get what you want is for you to... You don't think I'll do it? Where is it? Where the hell is it?
Look at me.
Where the hell is it?
Look at me. Stay with
Stop
me.
Stop it! Stop it! I'm going to kill you. I swear to God, I'm going to kill you. Hey! Don't do this. Just let her go. I promise you. I promise you. I can figure out how to get whatever
Nine.
You want.
Nine!
Listen to me. I want to help you. I want to help you get whatever you want. But you got to do what's right. What you know is right. No. No. No.
Ten.
Oh, God, no. Ethan, that's
Look, I know, I'm watching.
No, but that's how it is.
I know.
Like, he's fine, and then suddenly he's naked and he's hugging everybody.
I'll take full responsibility.
You
for
will.
Rick.
It's cool.
Well, most people
It's his responsibility.
It's going well, right?
It's going really well.
Julia, your sister's here.
Excuse me, Alan. He looks so beautiful.
Oh, I know about that.
So, this is him?
I hope so.
Come here. Oh, God.
All right, Mom's trying to see you.
Oh, yes.
Everybody came all the way to Virginia.
When Julia called and told me that she was getting married, I had one thought, that it was just too bad that Daddy wasn't here to walk her down the aisle. And then when Julia told me, thanks, Mom, that Ethan doesn't have his parents anymore either, I got really sad. But it occurred to me that this is about starting a new family. And how beautiful that is.
And I just want to say, I am making Julia an aunt. So I expect the same treatment very, very soon.
Department of Transportation.
I've been there over 10 years now.
What do you do at the DOT?
I study traffic patterns. You hit the brakes for a second, just tap them on the freeway. You can literally track the ripple effect of that action across a 200-mile stretch of road because traffic has a memory. It's amazing. It's like a living organism. Freshen that up for you? Was it vodka martini?
Yeah.
Katie's doing
I'd marry him.
I would too.
Okay, so a 3-week teleporting honeymoon. Okay, you actually get dropped
from a helicopter.
Oh, that is how they match.
Really?
Oh, tell her the story.
There's no story.
It is a good story. Tell the story.
First of all, no one was ever good enough for Julia.
Oh, here we go.
Not spontaneous enough. Adventurous enough.
Funny.
You know what? No, that's not true. You make it sound like I've never dated.
No one we liked.
She goes and gets on a chopper and it takes off from the lake. What was the name of that lake? Lake.
Lake Quantica. Quantica.
Quantica. Thank you.
He heard that?
How did you hear that?
In the hospital school, he said completely.
Yeah, I'm not the only nurse employee there.
Thanks, he's gonna be my brother, man.
So am I.
No, it's awesome.
Thanks.
I think it's gonna be sick.
Me too, man. I gotta get the phone.
Hey, you rock hard.
Hello.
This is Mr. Ethan Hunt.
This is.
This is Ready Travel Resort Services. We'd like to offer you a chance to win an all-expense-paid trip to Mexico.
We ran out of ice. We're back in 10 minutes.
Oh, no. Can't somebody else go?
Oh, yeah. I'll be right back. Bye, Betsy.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Can't decide what size Slurpee to get.
I usually go for the 900 ounce.
How's the party? Sorry I had to call you.
Hey, you should have come.
You should have invited me.
You know I would have.
Thanks. I know we joke about it, but I am always this close to begging you to stop training our people and get your ass back in the field, but that's not what you do anymore, and so I respect that choice. You know I do. Families. Everything.
Come on, John, what's going on, huh?
It's Agent Ferris. She was on an operation. She's disappeared. Been off grid 11 hours. I'm sending in search and rescue. I was hoping you'd want in.
You've got good people for that.
Yeah. Yep, that we do. Wheels up at sunrise if you have a change of heart. Take some pictures of the party for me.
Davian's a black market trafficker, extremely dangerous and a priority for us.
At 1400 hours today, a recon satellite ID'd a caravan of vehicles with plates matching those known to have been used by Davian's operatives. They stopped at a derelict factory outside Berlin. It appears they have a hostage. We believe it's Agent Ferris. Normally we would disavow, but Lindsay may be the key to getting us closer to Davian, and that's a risk we need to take. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to find Lindsay and bring her home. I've already assembled a team. I have them standing by awaiting your word. This message, let's call it my excellent engagement gift to you, will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Ethan, and thanks again.
Am I ready? You okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, I realized I didn't tell you that the office called. During the party, I have to go to Houston for a night. Metro's having a public transport conference.
It's the last minute.
I know.
It isn't Mr. Those Who Can't Do Teach back in the field. What's up, baby?
Hey,
Ethan, don't worry. We're gonna get the girl. But have you been away so long you've forgotten how good we are? Welcome back, brother.
Complete.
Mm-hmm.
Weapons good to go?
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
No, I got sticks.
Hey, man. That's your job.
They've got men on the second, third, fourth floors.
I count 14 of them.
Observer, come and approach position.
Roger that. Stand by. Surprise is on the sixth floor. Two tangos with it.
Move it in.
We gotta go over this whole getting married thing.
Negative, observer. I don't respect you nearly enough to have that conversation.
You may not respect me, but for now you're stuck with my voice in your head.
So this girl, what the hell do you see in her anyway?
Who, Julia? You've never met her.
Yeah, and the way things are, I probably never will.
Lucky for her, right? That's what you're thinking.
We got communications gear. Two tangos. Second floor, northwest corridor.
Groundhog, that's you. You need to grab that gear on the second floor as soon as we go hot.
Copy that. I'll need 2 minutes. Which means you'll need me in one, right?
Yeah, just about. Raider one.
Make a left at the top of the stairs. The prize should be at the end of the hall.
Listen, 3, do you copy?
Roger that, I copy.
Please, when do I not copy? All I do is copy. Stand by to go live. On my mark.
3, 2, 1. Execute.
Enough.
You tap her like that, you'll stop her heart.
And I'll tap her again to bring her back.
Do it.
Guys, they're firing another one.
Ethan!
Ethan, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Sort out the explosion with your hand. You're going to be okay.
You'll need 30 seconds.
Oh,
25 seconds.
Come on.
We're almost there.
They have us lost.
20 seconds.
Oh. Hold on.
Okay.
I read your training brief on Agent Ferris. The words you used were beyond capable. That still stand, Mr. Hunt?
Mr. Brassel,
does it stand?
Yes, sir, it does.
Because we've got a corpse downstairs that says otherwise. Killed by a detonator implanted in her skull through the nasal cavity.
Mr. Brassel, it's unacceptable to judge Agent Ferris's confidence.
It's unacceptable the chocolate makes you fat, but I've eaten my share, and guess what? Now, I approved Agent Ferris's surveillance op based on your evaluations, Mr. Hunt, of a woman who allowed herself to be captured. So you go to recover her. You encounter a dozen men. You don't grab any of them?
Our objective, Mr. Brassel, was to recover Agent Ferris. David employs the cellular structure to his organization. The men there more than likely had no information.
Who's drawing these conclusions? Is it you?
I am, sir. Based upon...
I'm not on you yet. You allowed Ferris to board your chopper without a scan. That explosive device could have taken you all out. There is one reason that you are sitting here before me today, and that is luck. Because your operation was poorly conceived and executed worse.
Two laptops were recovered.
I'm aware of that. We've talked to tech services. They doubt if they can reconstitute the drives. Crispy, I believe, is what they called them. Worthless.
Mr. Brassel, as operation manager of this office, I have the authority.
Excuse me. Did you just throw a title at me, Mr. Musgrave? I don't care if your daddy plays golf with the president. This is intelligence. So far, I haven't seen any. You think this op was worth the risk, Mr. Hunt? What do you know about Owen Davey? He was the one who brought gas centrifuge technology to Korea from Pakistan. He was also the man who sold Toxin 5 to the Armahad Republic Jihad. He is a man who provides. And he remains invisible. He's a goddamn invisible man. Wells, not Ellison, in case you want to be cute again. We can't find him. He knows it. It's emboldened him. I've been trying to bring Davian down since the day that I got here. Do you know what I've got for it?
It's never been confirmed the Toxin 5 theft was...
Mr. Musgrave, please don't interrupt me when I'm asking rhetorical questions. Your operation has achieved one thing. You have reminded Davian that he is winning. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go inform Mr. and Mrs. Ferris that their baby girl was killed in a head-on collision on I-95.
I stand here today deeply saddened by the death of one of God's children, Lindsay Elizabeth Ferris. It is always startling when the Lord takes one of our young so unexpectedly. And it is...
Be aggressive. You must stay focused. Good.
Fire the locker. Distract your pastor.
That back's not going to be expensive. Hit harder.
Don't rely on your sights.
Hit harder. Your eyes.
Harder.
Attack me. Come on.
Don't ever release the target. Unless you extract
the evidence. Good.
Identify the target. Point and shoot. Very simple. Point and shoot.
Stay focused.
Miss Ferris, you know how many recruits I've trained. I'm proud to say that you are the first that I've recommended for active field duty.
Am I ready?
Yes?
Is this Mr. Paladin?
Yes. Who is this?
I'm calling from Norfolk Mail Service. Lindsay Ferris rents a post office box here. She sent you a piece of mail from Berlin and asked us to call you when it arrived. It came this morning.
Thank you.
microdot. A microdot with nothing on it. This is unusual.
Send me a blank microdot.
I'm telling you, man, there's no image.
And you're not looking in the right place.
Well, where the hell am I supposed to look? There's not much square footage to this.
Why would Lindsay send me a blank microdot?
I don't know. Why would Lindsay send you anything? You were her instructor, not a handler. Listen, man, I don't mean to cross the line, but was there something going on between you two? You and Lindsay?
Lindsay was like my little sister.
And you never left with your little sister, right? Hey, brother, if I don't ask you, who will?
Maybe it's magnetic. Microdot.
It's old school. If she was in a hurry and only had access to black market gear, maybe.
Did you get the tools to read it?
I might know a guy.
Magnetic means encrypted.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Be right there. Think about Lindsay. She's brand new. Remember when you were sweet? Can you remember that far back?
Oh, barely.
Hey, Jimmy, you ask me what it is I see in Julia. What I see in Julia's life before all this. And it's good.
Congratulations, guys.
Well, these hard drive platters are just fried, you know. The mess of them is just like holes in them and stuff, and it's got scorched all the way through, and then there's a... Look, this one's got a hole in it and stuff. I can't believe it. I can't even look at it.
Benji, did you recover anything?
Yes.
Despite the aforementioned conditions of the hard drive you brought back,
I managed to recover portions of 24 email files, also made what I believe to be a thoroughly promotion-worthy breakthrough. Your Mr. Davian is going to arrive in Rome the day after tomorrow and attend a function at One Vatican City.
What the hell is Davian doing at the Vatican?
It's all got to do with the rabbit's foot.
Rabbit's foot?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming it's like a code word for something he's about to sell to an unspecified buyer for $850 million, by the way. Or maybe it's not a code word, maybe it's just a really, really expensive bunny appendage.
You have no idea what it is?
It's interesting. I used to have this professor at Oxford, okay, Dr. Wickham. His name was like this massive fat guy, you know, a huge big guy. We used to call him, you know, well, I won't tell what we used to call him. But he taught biomolecular kinetics and cellular dynamics. And he used to sort of scare the underclassmen with this story about how the world would eventually be eviscerated by technology. You see, it was inevitable that a compound would be created, which he referred to as the anti-god. It was like an accelerated mutator, or sort of, you know, like an unstoppable force of destructive power that would just lay waste to everything, to buildings and parks and streets and children and ice cream parlors, you know? So whenever I see like a rogue organization willing to spend this amount of money on a mystery tech, I always assume it's the anti-god. End of the world kind of stuff, you know? But no, I don't have any idea what it is. I was just speculating.
Did you brief Musgrave on this?
Brief me? No, not yet.
Good. Don't.
What?
Don't tell anyone about
it. It took me ages.
If something goes wrong with the operation, I want Musgrave to have deniability. It's great work, Benji.
What operation? That look in your eyes is a pain in my ass. You know that, right?
I have to go away again. On business. 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
Ethan, what's going on? I keep thinking you just need time to tell me whatever it is that. Nothing in my mind makes sense. What's wrong? What are you not telling me?
tell me it's real. I mean us. Tell me it's real.
Follow me. The vows you're about to take are not to be taken without careful thought and prayer. This love is not to be diminished by difficult circumstances. And it is only to be dissolved by death. Do you have the rings? Repeat after me. I, Julia Ann Mead.
I, Julia Ann Mead.
Hereby take Ethan Matthew Hunt.
Hereby take Ethan Matthew Hunt.
To be my lawfully wedded husband.
To be my lawfully wedded husband.
Tomorrow may be the only time we can predict where Owen Davian is going to be. Charity event, Vatican City. Our mission is to get in and kidnap Davian.
I don't know why he's so happy. I did remind him that the Vatican is the Vatican. A 109-acre sovereign state in the middle of Rome, surrounded by a 60-foot wall, which is monitored 24-7 with over 200 CCTV cameras.
That's not even what makes it a challenge. Getting Davian is good. But getting his buyers is even better. If they realize he's been grabbed, they'll disappear.
I'm sorry, what are you saying? No matter how we grab Davian, his clients are going to know he's been taken.
No, they won't. Access point is here. It's a one-way street adjacent to the Vatican wall. I'll need 30 seconds. We'll need a truck.
E' un furgone nuovo! E per questo, Peppino, l'ho sistemato la settimana scorsa!
Hai rotto!
Ho rotto io?
Sì!
Io?
Tu!
Hai rotto tu!
Io!
Hai rotto tu!
Peppino!
Io
tu hai rotto!
Ma basta ancora, no!
Stazzito!
Stazzito! Non ho capito, mi dispiace, ma sposta sto cazzo!
Momento, momento!
È un casino che c'è per noi!
Cazzo, fatevi un po' niente e passiamo tutti!
E basta! C'è
però sbrigati, insomma!
Now, with the stuff every Italian in Rome, go do what you gotta do.
Don't forget to smoke.
E scusa! E c'è la pressione in rotta!
Abbiamo un problema con la camera 121.
Don't be scared of the wall.
È tutto perfetto. Nella grazie. Vabbè, dai, non c'è problema. Ciao.
Buon lavoro a te.
Ciao.
Lascia stare, tutto è ritornato in ordine. Grazie, tutto in ordine.
Buongiorno, padre.
Buongiorno.
Alpha Team, this is Bravo. Right on schedule. We should have breach in 16.
Roger that. Charlie Team, report.
Well, I don't have anything to report, really. Except I think I should be right on time.
We'll be waiting.
ETA 2 minutes.
Roger that. Did you fire the tracer yet?
Stand by. Fire in the tracer. Now.
Charlie Team, I see you. I'm looking at the security feed. Step by to move.
Roger that.
Video's looped. Go.
Alpha Team, catacomb video taken care of.
Taken care of. We're good to go.
Delta Team, do you copy?
All I do is copy.
That's funny. Get ready to move into position.
I'm already there.
Really?
ETA 30 seconds.
See you in 30.
Team moving into position.
Bravo, standing by for transmission.
Check it.
Got you.
Signorina Onia De Mea, dovrei essere in lista, grazie.
Ma il suo nome non c'è.
Deve esserci un errore. Sono stata io.
Scusami, collega!
Pronta 3, cecchino 9, codice 7, chiedo il codice 4.
Signorina De Mea?
Sì.
Solo un istante.
Per i miei conti di sicurezza controllato, se vogliamo darci un momento dalla cassetta.
Signorina, dovrebbe essere in lista. È colpa mia.
Di una felice tradizione che mi permette di ringraziarvi per il vostro generoso contributo che rende possibile la nostra opera. In questi tempi pericolosi e imprevedibili è
with a photo opportunity.
Just give me the word. I'm standing by.
Delta ready for upload. Listen, man, I didn't mean to be so cavalier the other day about you getting engaged.
I know that. Thanks.
but a normal relationship isn't viable for people like us.
I don't agree with that.
Then I'm smarter than you.
I'm going off. I agree with Luther. We can't have real relationships. Do you see? I love that.
And you got the baggage we do and the lifestyle we got.
Really?
Yeah, really. Look at me. I know what I'm talking about. And you know I know what I'm talking about.
Identifier made the drop.
Negative. How close are you guys?
We're just sprinting now. I'm not proud of it. I'm not happy about it. But I've lived with women a few times, and it doesn't ever make it to 2 years. You can't.
Thanks for the advice, but it's different for me than it is for you. I'm not in the field anymore.
Oh, okay. Here's a retirement present. In our job, there's always going to be something between you and a woman. Always.
Listen.
Dishonesty. A dishonesty that poisons everything.
I think I need to tell you something.
Stop talking. This isn't about you, Ethan. And whoever this girl is, you're going to end up messing up her life, too. Don't do it.
Jules and I got married 2 days ago.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks.
He's walking. I'm going in.
Roger that. I'm on my way.
It's fine.
It's fine. I always spill red wine on my white custom made shirt.
Okay. What's in my mind?
It's fine.
Tell me you're on your way.
I'm on the move.
Bodyguards are checking out the bathroom.
I'm almost out.
Pleasure of Busby's company is what I most enjoy.
put a tack on Miss Yancey's chair when she called him a horrible boy.
At the end of the month.
Flinging two kittens across the width of the room. I count on his schemes to reveal that. What the hell is this?
Finish.
Alpha, you're about to have a visit.
Finish.
There's a way to escape my gloom.
Got it.
Alpha, do you copy? The guard's on his way.
Delta, stall him. I need more time.
Too late for that. The hallway.
Sir, is everything all right?
Everything is not all right. Voice mask is still compiling.
I need 30 seconds.
Sir? Sir?
Seconds, I'm uploading. Okay, go.
Fine, wait outside.
See you in the sewer.
That's no problem.
Moment, Kai. All Jodin knows, sorry, something. Her hotel has laundry service, and she'll happily take care of it.
Do you want to wash my shirt? What are we going to do while we're waiting in your hotel room and I'm not wearing my shirt?
Hotel downtown, some Jodin, yeah.
We'll let him go.
She'll think of something.
What's up here?
She would like to drive.
Follow me to the hotel.
Sir, would you like us to watch the cave?
No. Nice job.
Thank you.
Nothing. What's up with you?
Nothing. Pull the car.
Such a nice car.
And yet,
do it.
Hunt and his team just grabbed Owen Davian in Rome. They're headed back now. I thought you should know.
You were aware of this operation?
Yes, I was.
And good work.
Thank you. You're dead, Mr. Davian.
no witnesses.
I was here in the bathroom.
And you're going to tell us everything. Every buyer you've worked with, every organization.
What the hell is your name?
Names, contacts, inventory lists.
You have a wife, girlfriend.
It's up to you how this goes.
Because you know what I'm going to do next? I'm going to find her. Whoever she is, I'm going to find her and I'm going to hurt her.
You were apprehended carrying details of the location of something codenamed the Rabbit's Foot.
I'm going to make her bleed and cry and call out your name. And you're not going to be able to do shit. You know why?
What is a Rabbit's Foot?
Because you're going to be this close to dead.
And who is the buyer?
And then I'm going to kill you right in front of her.
I'm going to ask you one more time.
What's your name?
What is a Rabbit's Foot?
Who are you?
And who's the buyer?
You don't have any idea what the hell's going on, do you? I mean, you saw what I did to your little blonde friend at the factory, right? Well, that was nothing. That was fun. That's fun. Selling and who I'm selling to is the last thing you should be concerned about. Ethan.
Got it. Lindsay's microdot. The video file.
Ethan, what they told you, I don't know what you think. Just listen to me. Brazel sent me to Germany to surveil an exchange to ID a man named Owen Davian. I tagged his phone and I intercepted a transmission. I traced the call through the IMF network, and this is what came up. The call to Davian came from Brazel's office. It's Brazel. Working with Davian. I think I'm being set up.
here.
Rick,
I'm not mad. Is Julia home? I tried her cell phone and there was no answer.
No, sorry. Hey, did your friend find you?
Which friend?
I don't know, just some English guy.
Rick, what did you tell
him? Look, it's all good, man. I told him I didn't know where you were and Julia might, and he should just try at the hospital. Hello?
Tomorrow, Sally. Good night, honey. Hi, it's Julia. Please leave me a message.
downstairs. I'll transfer you.
If you knew where I might find this patient.
Probably not. But only who can. What's that?
Where's Julia?
I think she left. Have you tried the East Building?
Julia,
I don't see her.
Mike.
Hey, Julia.
Have you seen Julia?
Have you seen Julia?
No.
You hung me outside of an airplane. You can always tell someone's character by the way they treat those they don't need to treat well. Don't threaten me. Just don't. The briefcase I picked up in Rome, the one you took from me, contains the location of the rabbit's foot. You're going to get it and bring it to me. The rabbit's foot. Ethan, you had a watch last time I saw you. You have 48 hours starting on my mark.
Wait.
Now. Call me at this number when you have it.
Just wait.
Julia's life to the rest.
Wait.
You have 48 hours before she dies.
Wait.
We need you to come with us.
Pete, what the hell is this?
Sorry about that, Mr. Hunt. We were told to bring you in.
Well, just, hey. Right,
Ethan, get in. We don't want to use force here. You know we will. Ethan, get in.
Tell me you came
here. Ethan!
Got a left.
Transcript of your Berlin operation. It's very interesting. It seems that Agent Ferris had some information she wished to share with you, but not with this agency, something you failed to report. You ordered the Vatican operation without proper approvals. That mission resulted in a catastrophic attack, and then you fled the scene. Now, I am not a stranger to disrespect. You don't get to where I am without developing a thick skin, but what I won't stand for. What I will lose sleep over, and I love my sleep, is the idea of an irresponsible rogue agent working in my office. So, I'm going to slow things way down here. You can look at me with those judgmental, incriminating eyes all you want, but I bullshit you not, I will bleed on the flag to make sure the stripes stay red.
I don't know what to say to you. Russell's right. You're out of control. Look at me. Ethan, at least show me the courtesy of looking at me when I'm talking to you.
This is so disappointing.
I wish there was something I could do to help you, but... take him to the holding cell.
Ethan Hunt,
what happened? You mean right?
This is Director Brassel. Ethan Hunt is attempting to escape the building. He's in the West Cargo Elevator. He must be stopped.
I want Mendoza and Graham in the Situation Room right away.
I'm having the building surrounded, sir. I've got units posted at all the entrances.
This is Brassel again. I'm ordering a Code 6 lockdown. I repeat,
it's Hunt.
We're under Code
6. I know it's Hunt.
Hunt was flagged on sub-basement 9. I want all security personnel down there now.
Security channel's jammed.
Hunt must be holding down the transmit button.
Sobota. And you're flying to Shanghai.
I don't
speak Chinese. See about your flight.
Okay.
Musgrave told us about Julia. We're here to help.
To get to your wife, you'll need the rabbit's foot. According to the plans from Davian's briefcase, it's in a laboratory on the 56th floor of the Hengsheng Lu building, which is a nightmare for just about every reason.
They're a Chinese military contractor. We have no pull, no details. The good news is, whatever it is, the rabbit's foot's small so we can steal it. The bad news, we gotta steal it.
From a thief's point of view, this is worst case scenario. The security guards are all privately contracted former People's Liberation
Army. The only access to the lab is by a private elevator, and that can only be activated by a person inside.
All of it's surveilled by security cameras within the building.
They're at the roof.
Four guards, full time, two on each rooftop.
Langley with a cakewalk compared to this.
Excellent.
How tall is that building?
Why?
162 meters, the highest point.
What about that? The building on the left, how tall is that one?
It says 226 meters.
226. Distance between the buildings?
47.55 meters across.
A fulcrum.
Oh, wait. You could bounce right off the roof.
Yes, I could.
And if you made it to the rooftop, took out the guards and got the rabbit's foot, you can't just walk out of the lobby. What's your exit?
Please jump off the top. I need to shoot.
Even at 162, you're pushing minimum height for a jump.
Shoot opens any lower than that and you're dead.
What are you going to do? Land in the middle of Shanghai and hope no one notices?
Central Park's two blocks away.
Ethan, I'm not saying I have a better idea, but there's a point where bold becomes stupid. Now, we don't even know what this thing is. And you're talking about handing it over to a guy who provides terrorists with information.
Of course, I'm not suggesting that we just hand it over. We're going to tag the rabbit's foot so we can trace it and know where it is. Now, you know we can get that gear here. I just deliver it myself. We contact Musgrave, have the IMF trace the tag, order a raid, get the rabbit's foot back, grab Davian. Now, if I get out with Julia, we win. If I don't, then, it's 8:11. It's 8:12. And we have 2 hours before they kill my wife. Are you in or not?
Of course we're in. Make it over there. You're gonna find a rabbit's foot, get back to the roof, radio me when you're ready to make the jump, and we're gonna come get you.
Thank you for coming.
That's my job.
Oh yeah, they're freaking out. Hit him again.
5 minutes left. She doesn't call Dave in 5 minutes. Julia's dead.
Anything?
Negative.
How about you? Any good news?
No, nothing.
Oh, come on, Ethan. What is that?
When I was little, I had a cat. He used to run away all the time. It was just a prayer I'd say to bring him home.
Teach it to me.
I've got the rabbit's foot, but I can't make it to the roof.
What the hell do you mean you can't make it to the roof? Where are you?
Look up!
Way too low.
Security and they're pissed!
Go, 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 go!
How much time you got left?
Less than 2 minutes.
You gotta get us out of here. I lost the signal. You okay?
Not yet.
Tagging it now.
Need to run a trace, make sure I have eyes on this thing.
What's the tag?
639641.
Got it. I see you on Long Tao Lu Road.
If you don't hear from me, Nate, I will use it on the end of this thing.
Good luck.
You too.
Come to my attention that yesterday afternoon you sent a team to the Far East.
We received intel that Haddam Salim Bahar was en route to Shanghai.
Haddam Salim Bahar?
That's right.
You know what I'd love? I'd love to see that intel. I'll be in my office.
Yes, sir. Thanks again. I'll see you back home.
You can't. You know they probably plan to kill you both.
Then I won't see you back home. Better get back.
Drink it. No questions.
Thank you.
tomorrow.
You put an explosive charge in your head. Does that sound familiar? The rabbit's foot, where is it?
I gave it to you.
I'm going to count to 10. You're going to tell me where the rabbit's foot is. Or she dies.
Seems we have a lot to talk about, don't we?
You think I'm playing? You don't think I'll do it? Where is it?
Look at me.
Where the hell is it?
Look at me. Stay with me.
Stop it!
I'm going to kill you.
I swear to God, I'm going to...
Hey! Please, don't do this. Just let it go. I promised you. I can figure out how to get whatever.
Nine.
Listen, man, I want to help you get whatever you want. But you got to do what's right. What you know is right. Please. No. No.
Ten.
No! No!
It's complicated.
You can't just open the canister. We had to make sure you brought the real thing. The rabbit's foot. Now we know.
Don't you touch her! Don't you touch her!
Davian's translator, his head of security. Remember? At the Vatican, she failed him. Ethan, Julia is still alive. Davian wanted to kill you both, but I convinced him otherwise. Julia hasn't seen me. She doesn't know anything. She's clean. She can go on to have a life. As long as you tell me what was in Lindsay's message.
I know she sent you a microdot from Berlin.
Did Lindsay know about me and Davian? Is that why she sent the message to you? Did you read it? Did anyone else see it?
Did she know about the work I was doing? Could I be compromised at IMF?
Ethan. Ethan. Did she buy that Brassel set her up? Did she buy that?
You told. So Davian knew Lindsay was coming. You told him.
I thought you could get her back. But I wasn't going to let Brazel, of all people, undo the work I'd done. I took action, Ethan. On behalf of the working families of our country, the armed forces, the White House, I'd had enough of Brazel and his sanctimony IMF executive director. He's an affirmative action poster boy. You grabbed Davian like he wanted? Then what? Davian's a weed. You cut him out, two more spring up just like him the next day. Arrest him, then what? you use him. Collaborate with him. And it's Christmas. In 18 hours, the Rabbit's Foot will be delivered to its Middle Eastern buyer and we'll have credible intel to prove it. U.S. Security Council will get a report by this time tomorrow. We're talking a military strike within a week. And when the sand settles, our country will do what it does best. Clean up. Infrastructure. Democracy wins. What was Lindsay's message? You tell me. And Julia walks. It's the only play you have left.
Until I hear her voice. No, she's alive.
Of course. Put her on.
Jules?
Ethan?
When we met, there was a lake near the mountain. What is the lake called?
Wanaka. Please, Ethan.
Jules.
Ethan, I don't understand.
I like my job, okay? A lot. All right, and you know they're going to be papering this call.
And you know you can erase it. I'm giving you the number right now. Are you ready?
All right. Just hang on. I'm going to lose my citizenship because of this, you know.
734425-64367.
Okay. Wait. Okay. Hold the line, please.
Jail cell together, you know.
If this all goes tits up, which it will. The location of that number is
Shanghai. There, I just told you, Shanghai. I've just aided and abetted an enemy of the state. Fantastic, thank you.
Get my close. Use your phone to track my location.
Well, are you there? You're close.
How close is the signal in the building?
No. It isn't coming from there.
It's in a building 1 mile to the northeast.
Reggie, lead me to the signal. What the hell are you doing in Shanghai?
I'll tell you when I see you.
You need to
north. Okay, there's a bridge. Get to it, cross it.
Make a left, go 3/4 of a mile along the river.
I got it.
Shanghai! Shanghai!
Good, that's right. Keep going. Make your next left, and then the next one, and then...
Follow that down 1,000 yards.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Left.
Yeah, that's good. Keep going.
Okay, that's it.
Hi.
Where?
Benji, where do I go?
To the right. Okay, go down left.
Left? I'm going left.
Good.
It's in the second building on your left.
The signal bearing is plus or minus 3 meters from the northeast corner.
I owe you.
Activated the charge in your head. You have maybe 4 minutes left. I told you she called your name. I told you I was going to kill you in front of her. But I'm going to kill her in front of you.
What's going on, Ethan?
I don't.
What are those men want from you? Why are we here?
How did you find me?
Please, Ethan, what the hell is going on? Are you okay?
What's wrong?
I'm going to tell you everything. You just stay with me.
Ethan, what's happening? What are you looking for? Let's get out of here.
Not yet. They don't have one.
What?
A defibrillator.
A defibrillator? Ethan, who are these people? What the hell are we doing here?
It's a Brenna, 92F. It's a very accurate close-range weapon. Don't point it at me.
Sorry.
A 15 round. When the magazine, the slide will lock back like this.
How do you know so much about this?
Reload. Push this button. The empty bag falls down. Shove the other one in. Put the batteries and the flashlight in the kitchen. Then release the slide.
Why are you giving me your gun?
There could be others. You should have to use it. Stay low. You identify your enemy. Point shoot. Very simple. Point shoot. Step back. Good. I have a charge in my head. I'm going to die unless you kill me.
What?
Throw the switch on and off. Don't forget y'all.
I can't do that.
You can bring me back. I'll come back. You have to. There's no time. Now, please. I love you.
You did that. Wow.
I was thinking you might want to tell me why we're in China.
I know. I work for an agency. It's called IMS.
What does that stand for?
Impossible Mission Force.
Shut up.
No, I'm not kidding. You don't understand everything I'm telling you. It's top secret.
You can trust me.
I know.
Just want to show my appreciation for your work. Call it reparations for anything I might have put you through. You should know the White House has contacted me. Now, there's a job that they are very interested in speaking with you about.
Thank you. But, I have a lot to think about.
You aren't considering quitting, are you, Ethan?
Considering going on my honeymoon.
Have fun.
Thank you. Now. Hey, one thing. Rabbit's foot. What is it?
Promise me you'll stay, I'll tell you.
Send you a postcard.
Fair enough.
Admit it, do it like I did too late. I did it. The controversy can't hurt me, man. I'm eating, but I'm still thirsty, and thirsty, what did you saying? I got a jewel with a couple of kids that's Thursday, man. Why the hell is I'm worried, man? I've been at the bins with the perfect 10. Man, your life must be perfect, man. Look at how they came up with the perfect plan. It's impossible. Got strip clubs, land hospital. So sick in the hospital. You know what, tap out like Pac could do. You know you throw your diamonds when the rock with you. Since Michael Jackson may rock with you. I think he's unlogical. Maybe because we did the impossible. Maybe we did the impossible. That's so impossible to get it.